Sean Mice here, and in today's training, I am going to teach you how to do forum marketing online for two purposes. Number one, to generate exposure and credibility, and number two, to build a list through which you can monetize in your niche. So I'm going to explain a few things up front before I get into the step-by-step how to do it. The first thing that I want to do is just touch base on the whole forum idea. I know that there are a lot of people, based on what I've seen and heard, and of course based on my results and people that I've worked with, that behind the scenes are doing an incredible job with forum marketing and generating a lot of leads and generating a lot of money behind the scenes. What is usually seen, though, is people that talk about how difficult it is to forum market and how it's so hard to break into the forums and how easy it is to get banned and nobody wants you doing it and all of those things. Those are the things that you see. But the truly successful people, I believe they're lurking behind the scenes. You don't see them. They don't talk about it because they don't want any competition. And so today, I encourage you to just have an open mind as I go through the steps in the process of building a web presence using a forum. Now, the second thing that I want to say is that you're not going to use a forum in a vacuum. You are going to use a forum in conjunction with all the other things that you do. You're going to use a forum in conjunction with guest blogging. You're going to use a forum in conjunction with building a list. You're going to use a forum in conjunction with selling to the back end the way that I teach. You're going to use a forum in conjunction with everything else that you do. For example, writing a book, writing a manual, creating trainings, having a coaching program, having a list, having social media presence, having a blog presence, having a funnel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So a forum is going to be one part of that strategy. Okay, now having said that, I want to get into one more concept, and that is the concept that I personally believe that you must separate lead generation from selling. I believe that one of the biggest mistakes that intermediate marketers make, the reason I say intermediate marketers because beginner marketers generally don't make this mistake because they haven't figured out how to make it yet, and advanced marketers have already made this mistake and they've quit making it, therefore they became advanced marketers. But probably most marketers are hanging out in the middle range, they're intermediate marketers, and one of the biggest mistakes I see intermediate marketers make is that intermediate marketers tend to mix up their lead generation with their sales. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go outside of forum marketing to come up with a few examples for you, and then I'm going to come back to forum marketing. I just want to be real clear that as I'm going to talk about some other things as examples, these don't have anything to do with forums, but hopefully by using these things as examples, then you'll totally get the concept here. Then I'll pull it back to forums, and then we'll get into how to use the forums. So let's just use me for an example. Okay, so I started out my business article marketing. Now, the way that I did article marketing was different than what most people were doing with article marketing at that time. Most people, from what I could see, when they did article marketing, they were driving the traffic directly to a sales page. Now, the advantage to driving the traffic directly to a sales page is you get so many views, you make so many sales, and so they were making an immediate revenue. Now, for a lot of people, they're probably better off making an immediate revenue than making long-term revenue, especially if you only have one product, you might as well sell it right away. However, if you have 10 products, you're better off getting somebody onto your list and then marketing to them through the list. And so what I did was I kind of turned the whole article marketing upside down and said I'm going to combine article marketing with list building, build a list, then I'll market behind the scenes, and I believe I generated 3 to 5 times the revenue per visitor than I would have if I had just sent the traffic over to a sales page. What did I do? I separated lead generation from sales. Lead generation was the articles. sales was my list. Let's look at social media. This is a big mistake that I think people make when they're contemplating Facebook for their lead generation, because what I see most people doing is they have a Facebook page that is an everything page. You can sign up to become a part of their list on a Facebook page, and yet you can also be promoted to on the Facebook page. And everybody, whether you're a prospect or you're a buyer or you're a coaching client, you all visit the same page. With everybody visiting the same page, you cannot segment the experience. And so what I see with Facebook is that there's two categories that happen with Facebook. Either you start your business with Facebook, and I'm going to be online, I'm going to do Facebook, I'm going to answer everybody, I'm going to comment, I'm going to build my business on Facebook. And what happens is you find that it becomes difficult to monetize it. Why? Because you haven't separated the leads and the sales. The second thing that I have to see happen with Facebook is that some stodgy old person will say, oh, I'm never going to go on to social media, I'm never going to do Facebook. Well, 2 years later, they're having a rough month, and some friend of theirs says, why don't you go on Facebook? And so they do. They go on Facebook, and they tell all their subscribers and their buyers and everybody, please come on to Facebook. I'm going to do this big webinar. Invite all your friends. Like me on Facebook. And what happens to their revenue the first month? It like quadruples or quintuples or goes by 10 times. And they immediately attribute it to Facebook. They say, Facebook is the reason I did 10 times more revenue than I did last month. But Facebook's not the reason. Facebook is a medium. The reason that they did 10 times more is because of the fact that they were excited about Facebook, and because of the fact that, and this is attributed to Facebook, this one little piece I'm getting ready to give you, is that because it's so easy to share on Facebook, everybody also got excited because this old stodgy marketer is finally on Facebook, so they're telling all their friends, you've got to check it out. He's doing this on Facebook. He's never done it before. He used to badmouth Facebook, and now he's there. And so what happened is there's this viral chit-chat that's going on, and everybody goes over to Facebook to see what's going on. And then there's also something that's behind the scenes that's not talked about very much at all either, and that is something called latent demand. If you don't offer anything for 6 months to your list, or very little, and then all of a sudden you come out with something really big and brand new, especially if you hype it up and you talk about it over time, you will naturally do a lot of times between 4 and 10 times the business anyway, with or without Facebook, if you are dealing with latent demand. Okay? I've had that experience happen with me. So if I open up a brand new topic online, and I talk about it for 60 days. I'm thinking about creating a training in this new topic. I think, does anybody want to learn about that? If I just talk about that for 60 days, no selling, just talk about it for 60 days, and then I release something in that new arena, what's going to happen? My sales are going to explode for 30 days. It has nothing to do with Facebook. So what happens is, because of the fact that those sales occurred right there with Facebook, the marketer believes, the advanced marketer believes, their sales happened as a result of Facebook. But what happens is the next month, when the latent demand has all been taken care of and people are no longer excited, they're not telling everybody that you're brand new on Facebook, not only do sales go down, but I believe they drop even below the original level. Why? Because over time, as you have new prospects come in, you're unable to separate those prospects from the buyers, and so you're treating the prospects the same way as you are buyers, and in the long run, revenue then goes down. I think those two examples are probably good enough. So we have those two examples. So we used my own example with article marketing. I did something nobody else was doing. I taught something nobody else was doing for about 5 years, and then obviously some things changed in article marketing, and obviously now if you're doing article marketing or whatever, your article marketing is 5% of a content marketing strategy. It's not just articles. Okay, so I don't have that same 1-2 punch. And then obviously with Facebook, I've chosen not to participate in that mixed bag punch that alleviates that latent demand, makes a lot of sales, and then sales go back down. Okay, so if you just look at my own business and say, how have you reacted to those things? There they are. Now let's talk about how it is with forums. What do most people do when they go into forums? they go in there and they try to sell in the forum. They are mixing up their lead generation with their sales. And what happens? They don't do really well. Why? Because people don't go to forums to buy. They go to forums to get information. And then you might say, well, why even do any forum marketing there? Because when you're marketing, this is something I've been kind of hammering home lately. When you're marketing, you want to go where people are who have needs. Whether they're buying yet or not, you want to go where they have needs. They have needs when they're at the forum. So then what do? You take them from the forum to your list, and then you sell to them on your list. Or, I'm going to really throw a monkey wrench in the apparatus right now. You could take them from forums to your Facebook page. Now, I hear everybody right now saying, well, you just told us not to do. No, I did not tell you not to do Facebook. I told you don't do a general Facebook page that combines prospecting with selling. Then I say, well, how do you separate them? Let me tell you this. It's not easy. It's not easy to separate those two. And most people that market with Facebook, they have this one page that has their name plastered all over it. Okay? If instead you don't use Facebook for prospecting, you don't make any effort to prospect with it, and just ignore the few people that are going to tell other people about you, okay? But you don't use it to prospect with. You just use it for communication with people who you have come to you from the forum, then you could potentially use the Facebook page for the buyer traffic. Okay, now what may happen is 6 months later, you find that you've got half prospects and half buyers. Maybe you need to create another Facebook page that you just send that forum traffic to. Okay, so I'm just throwing it out there as a maybe that's how you could do it. Let me throw another maybe out to you. Okay, blogs. Now, as folks, you know, I'm not big on blogs for the purpose of just plain old building your business. Why? Because the big problem with, you can probably guess it now, right? The big problem with blogs is the prospects are not separated from the buyers. Let me say that again. The prospects are not separated from the buyers. So what do you need to do? If you bring people into your blog and you're using it as a prospecting blog, you need to get them off the blog and onto your email list. Okay? You need to get them off of Facebook and onto your email list. You need to get them off of the forum and onto your email list. Okay? It's the same concept here. Okay? Now, you may say, well, what if I want to use the blog for my buyer communication? I have two blogs. Have one blog that is for prospects. Once they become a buyer, they are then transitioned to a second blog. Okay, now, you may be saying, boy, this gets really confusing. How do you really do this? I mean, people kind of figure them both out. Well, yeah, and that's why I don't usually recommend the Facebook A, Facebook B page. That's why I don't normally recommend the blog A, the blog B. What I recommend is the same strategy that I used when I started my business that I still use now, is generate the leads one place and then get them on your list. Generate the leads one place and then get them on the list. Okay, now, I'm continuing to kind of bring up the Facebook, and I'll include other social media. So, you know, maybe the Twitter, and maybe, you know, if you're involved in some of the other social media, as non-prospecting, but buyer or prospect communication. So, by the way, let me separate some language here. Prospecting is for people who are not yet prospects. Once they're a prospect and they're on your list, they're on your list, they're prospects. And really, when I was saying buyers the last few minutes, what I really meant was prospective buyers and buyers. So if I use the word prospect, it covers both of those categories. Because of the fact that sometimes it is easier to communicate with people through some social media, you can use a three-step process, and that is bring them from your blog to your email list, and then while they're on your email list, also communicate with them through Facebook or Skype group. Bring them from a forum to your email list, and then while they're on your email list, you could maybe talk to them through Facebook or a Skype group. Now, if we really wanted to confuse things here, you could take them from a forum to social media as a filter and then put them on your list. So they go from a forum then they interact on Facebook. Then if they join your list from Facebook, your communication is via email. That's a much more difficult way to do it. But I really want to get out to you the idea that I'm not giving you a 1, 2, 3, 4 scenario of how you have to separate it. Because I think that a lot of times people get boxed into 1, 2, 3, 4 scenarios. They can't think outside the box once they get inside of the box. Don't ever get inside the box, folks. Be thinking about what your strategy is. But don't do something just because somebody else does it. Do it because you have logically determined that it works. That's what I did with article marketing. I logically determined, write an article, get them on the list, sell them on the list. And then I went through and I tried to prove that that would work. It did. I did the same thing. I've done the same thing with other traffic sources. I've done the same thing with forums. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into exactly how to do the forum marketing. The one thing that I want to leave you with before we get into this is this idea that you are going to use the forum for lead generation and lead generation alone. You're not going to try to sell to them on the forum. Probably if you were to take just that one piece of instruction, you could figure everything else out on your own. The reason that most people fail at forum marketing is they try to mix up the buying on the forum instead of doing it through their email list or some alternative creative means such as Facebook or Skype groups, et cetera, et cetera. So how do we do this on the forum? Remember, we're not trying to sell on the forum. We're just generating subscribers. Now, how do we generate subscribers? Now, the really obvious way would be to go in there and create our squeeze page and just blast it out all over the place, and then as soon as the first moderator comes along and they see that you're blasting your squeeze page all over the place, they're just going to ban you, and you're gone. And it really makes it easy for you because now you cannot do forum marketing in your niche anymore. And so it makes it a really easy solution for you. Forum marketing does not work for you. But what if you were to approach this from a different perspective? So let me ask you this. When you go onto a forum and you hang out for a little while and just pretend that you're somebody that needs help, because that's why people go to forums. You know, the search engines recommend people to forum posts all the time because forum posts are asking certain kinds of questions and then there's answers. But just imagine that you were to go to a forum because you were trying to learn how to do something, and you were to kind of type in different search queries, and you kept coming up with the same two or three people that were answering all the questions. If you did that for about a week, who would you think the experts are on that forum? It would probably be the two or three people that are answering all the questions, right? Okay, so let me ask you this. If you were to wake up tomorrow and say, you know, I'd really like some more information on this, right? I'd like to learn more about this. Who would you go to? Would you go to somebody who's advertising some squeeze page on the forum, or would you go to one of those three experts that are showing up as an expert on that forum? Well, if you're like me, you'd go to one of those experts. Well, that's what you want with your prospects. You want your prospects to see you as an expert. And then when they see you as an expert, they will come to you rather than you going to them. That's one of the things that I have set up in my business. In a lot of different places, I'm positioned as an expert. People come to me because they see me as an expert. They see me as the foremost person that can teach on a certain topic. A friend recommended me. Okay. Now, do a lot of people come in through advertising? Yes, absolutely. But what happens? As soon as they get into my funnel, they are exposed to all this credibility, so that their experience mimics the experience of being naturally, credibly exposed to me. So, if you're going to forum market, what's the very first thing you should do? Become positioned as an expert on the forum. Hey now, how do you do this? There's a few different ways to do it, and every forum is going to be a little different. The first thing I would suggest is to spend about a week roaming the forum and find out where the experts are. What do the experts on that forum do? Do they answer lots of good questions? Do they pose questions? If the forum has advertising on it, do they advertise maybe? Do they offer free webinars to people on the forum that want additional information? What are the types of things that experts do on that forum? And then you can begin to mimic what those things are. Now, across the board, the number one thing is that they appear to be an expert because they answer people's questions and they answer them wisely. So a lot of people go in and say, okay, well, if I'm going to become a forum expert, I need 100 posts. So you go, okay, I'm going to sit down. How fast can I write 100 posts? Well, if you do that, you have 100 one-liner posts that don't mean anything. Is anybody going to see you as an expert if that's what you do? Probably not. But if you go in there and write out a well-thought-up response to five people's questions every day for a month, in 60 days, you'll begin to look like an expert on that forum. So what else could you do? Well, most forums will allow you to have a signature. Okay? The signature would have your name and then a link to your website. Now, most forums will not allow you to do that, or most reputable forums, will not allow you to do that until you have maybe 100 posts. And hence why a lot of people just try to get quick 100 posts, because they want to be able to put their signature. But let me tell you this, you're far better off having 50 posts that are wise, strong information and no signature than to have 100 worthless posts and have your signature on every one of them. Because if somebody reads your worthless post, even if you have a signature, why would anybody want to click through your squeeze page if you gave some worthless comment? And that's what happens when you go out and you say, well, I'm just going to outsource it. I'm going to pay somebody, you know, $1 an hour, give me 25 forum posts every day, and that's my forum marketing. And then after about 2 months, you evaluate your return on investment, and you find that you have flushed $1,000 down the drain in paying somebody to post all this stuff. You weren't doing forum marketing. You were doing forum spam, but you were not doing forum marketing. Forum marketing starts with an established expert presence. Okay, so what is something else that you could do in your forum? Well, maybe your forum offers some banner advertising slots. You know, you may be saying, well, Sean, are you recommending banner advertising? Well, no, I'm not recommending banner advertising. I'm not unrecommending it. I'm just not saying, okay, go out there and just find lots of places to banner advertise. What I am saying is if you find a website and lots of people are clicking through to your signature, and you really like the type of people that are on that website, and those people are buyers, they end up going through your campaign and becoming buyers, why not double your exposure by paying $100 a month and having a banner ad on the site, if they do that kind of thing? Okay, now, maybe they don't do that kind of thing, but they do have Google Ad Choices on their website. Well, you could go into Google Ad Choices and set up an account and then target just the forum. You can do that with ad choices. You can go in and just target one site and have ad choices on one site. You say, are you recommending Google ad choices or AdWords? No, I'm not recommending it. I'm not unrecommending. I'm just saying if you have one site that you want to dominate the experience on that site, that would be one way to do it. I mean, imagine, let's say there's a big forum out there and let's say you're generating some revenue, you're selling 100 units at $100 a month, and the banner was $500 a month. Now, let me ask you this. If you were an established expert on the forum and you had over 6 months, maybe you wrote 500 intelligent posts, had your signature on every one, and then you were also to have a banner at the top of every page that had your picture and your name on it, and then something else, maybe a picture of your published book, do you think your conversion rate on your signature would go up? Well, probably. Even if nobody ever clicked your banner, your signature conversion rate would probably go up because people would see your picture, they'd see your name, they'd read your post, they'd read your signature, and they'd go, oh, wow, I can get a free book from this person? Oh, okay. So that conversion rate goes up. Now, am I advertising you do site-wide banners? No. I mean, am I recommending you do site-wide banners? No. I'm saying think outside the box here and ask yourself, if I were to do that, is it possible that it would strengthen my presence? You try it out for 90 days and see, does it strengthen my presence? Am I getting more clicks? If I am, and I can quantifiably say it's worth my money, I keep doing it. If I find that it doesn't work, then maybe I pull it down. All I want to do is say, you want to go in there and find every way possible to improve your presence. Don't focus on sales. Improve your presence. Okay, now you say, well, how do you make money? All you're doing is presence. Hey, remember, we separated lead generation from prospect nurturing. We separated lead generation from buyer acquisition. All of your selling is going to go through your email campaign. And obviously, that's outside the scope of this training, so I'm not going to teach you how to do it. But your forum marketing won't work if you don't have any products and you don't have an email campaign. Okay, now you may be saying, oh, well, you just shot me down on this because I don't have all those things. Should I wait to do the form marketing? Well, not necessarily. The question is, are you willing to do lots of hard work for 3 months and create 3 or 4 products and a coaching program and write 25 emails in the next 3 months? If you are, I'd recommend doing the form marketing right alongside the funnel creation, even though you won't make money on the first few visitors from the forum. But who cares? I mean, the first day when you only make 3 posts, you might not get any visitors anyway. I mean, really, it's probably going to take you 30 days on the forum anyway before you start getting a reasonable traffic stream. So why wait until everything is created to start creating that traffic? Now, if on the other hand, you can look me in the eyes over the phone and say, well, you know, I only work for 15 minutes a day on my business, and it'll probably take me 5 years to create 3 products. Well, you're probably better off waiting to start doing forum marketing until you have your products in place. So you really have to gauge it for yourself. But in an ideal world, I would drive traffic at the same time I was building my campaign. That's what I did at the beginning of my business. I drove traffic at the same time as I was building my email campaign, and within about 90 days I had, I don't remember, it was without doing the whole, looking at the whole progression, I believe it was 900 or 1,000 subscribers after 90 or 121, 20 days, and I'd written my first product. I had a couple affiliate items. I was mailing an email every day. Those things were all going hand in hand. I didn't write the campaign first and then do traffic. I didn't do the traffic first and then write the campaign. I did them simultaneously. Okay? I wrote articles for, 5-6 hours a day, or did the article marketing for 5-6 hours a day, and then I spent a couple hours doing the back-end stuff. And then after a year, I was probably spending 6 or 8 hours a day on the products and the people, and only maybe 2 hours a day on the article marketing. For example, will you do the same thing here? Maybe when you're first starting out, you spend, let's say you have a 4-hour day to work on your business, you spend 3 hours on forums and 1 hour on your list and your products. 6 months down the road, you're spending 3 hours a day on your list and your products, 1 hour a day on the forums. Okay, so the key here is that you're going to take them from being a lead on the forum to being a prospect and a potential buyer in your email campaign. Okay, there's one more thing that I want to throw in, and I'll kind of close this up, and that is that unless you're in a niche where there's just huge forums, you can drive tons of traffic, I believe that your forum marketing should be part of an overall content marketing strategy. So, for example, you might have 3 forums that you participate in, 5 guest blogs that you're a writer for, plus your blog that you're writing for, and you're constantly cross-referencing. So your forum points to your squeeze page and your one of the guest blogs. The guest blog posts point to a forum post and to your squeeze page. Somebody else's, another guest blog you do, points to your blog and to the forum. So you're giving yourself lots of opportunities for the search engines to be able to see that you're connected. They like to see you're connected. They like to see that your content is being used. They want it to be original, but they also want it to be interacted with. Okay, so maybe if you're doing social media, you tie your social media into your forums, into the guest blogs, into the blog on your website, into your email campaign, so that all of this ties in together. But always remember the forums, the guest blog, your blog, all the content is lead generation, and the selling occurs through your email campaign. So let me repeat. The forums, the guest blogs, your blog, all of that is for lead generation, and then they come onto your list and they buy from your list. Now, I know some of you might be asking, okay, well, if you're not going to send them to your blog to buy, where do you send them? You could send them to another page on your blog where there's a sales letter, or you could have a separate website that you use for people that have already gotten onto your subscriber list. And so there's some, you know, you have a couple of choices there that you're able to do it. The key here is however you do it, you're going to separate your lead generation from your selling. Your selling is going to happen from the email campaign, even if the sales page itself might be hosted on a blog or the sales page itself is hosted on another website. Okay, so if I were to give you an ideal scenario, it would be to have maybe 3 forums, 5 guest blogs, plus your blog that's all used for content. They get onto your list, and then you have a separate website. So two domain names, a separate website for your selling. So that when you're selling, sending people to your selling page, they're not just automatically gravitating and becoming a new subscriber all over again. Because let's face it, if somebody has moved up your funnel and they're investing at $500 or $1,000, do you really want them to go back through your funnel and see your free item and your low-priced item and the next item all over again? Probably not. What you probably want people to do is move through linearly, so they move from the lead generation stage to your subscriber stage to the place where they become a buyer.